we've got an ideal location picked out for it. It's the intersection of Interstate 70 and 75, and it's just been updated by the Ohio Department of Transportation to the tune of over $150 million. So it's a beautiful, modern intersection now, much better than it ever used to be, and it's practically made for this monument. The monument itself is going to be on the southwest corner of that intersection, and snuggled right up against the edge of Department of Transportation boundary lines, so that it's visible for up to 2 miles in all directions. And we've got 53 million cars that pass through that intersection every year. That's based on data from back in 2009, and it's gotten more since then. Will continue to increase. So we're going to be very visible to an awful lot of people. The monument goes up to 250 feet high. It's a beautiful, graceful, sweeping kind of a thing that rises out of a reflecting pool and is anchored to the ground by cables that give it the impression of flight, if you will. And on top of this pedestal is a 144-foot replica of the 1905 Wright Flyer that was developed here in Dayton. It goes up to almost as high as the Statue of Liberty. It's important to us to have a memorial to the Wright brothers in the place where they lived and where they did their work and where the aviation industry was born. That's one of the two things we're doing with this monument. The other thing is very much looking ahead in time to the fact that our state here is one of the leaders in the country for aerospace technology and innovation.
I understand that the folks at NASA, the research lab up in Cleveland, are helping you out or offering to help you out in some way. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. The Glenn Research Center, just pretty close to downtown Cleveland there, is run by NASA. And we've been talking to them since last spring. Some of the folks there, including the director, Mr. Ray Lugo, are very excited about this project. And they have hooked us up successfully with a professor at The Ohio State University who has a team of senior aeronautical engineering students working on some wind tunnel and computational fluid dynamics work for us to make sure that the monument and the design that we've got for it are going to be able to withstand the severe winds and severe weather that sometimes happens up here in the Dayton area.
How much is it going to cost to put that monument up, and how much of that money do you have?
We've got an estimated total project cost of $12 million. Estimating the design completion at about the $2 million level, we're halfway there. So we've got $1 million in pro bono contributions and cash donations so far. We've got another $1 million to go before we're ready to go on contract for the actual construction of it. And the actual construction of it would be an additional, what we're estimating is $10 million right now.
Kurt Nelson says the money to design and build the Wright Brothers Monument so far is coming from private citizens and businesses. If everything goes on schedule, the monument could be up by 2015. I'm Steve Hirschberg.